This project by Abba Richman gives me an opportunity to talk a little bit about cropping, because in his project, he cropped his images relentlessly. There are square ones. There are tall, skinny ones. There are ones that aren't cropped at all. That is to say, he didn't pay any attention to the way the image is cropped in the camera on his film, but rather the way the image needs to be cropped based on the image size itself. There is a school of thought in photography, promoted by a lot of West Coast photographers in particular, that espouse the idea that we shouldn't crop our images at all, that somehow that's cheating, that if we were better at viewing with the camera, if we were better at composing in the field, if we were somehow more knowledgeable about our equipment, we wouldn't need to crop. There is, of course, that famous anecdote about Edward Weston never needing to crop because he knew his camera and his lens so well that he knew exactly where to place the tripod in order to get the crop in the world that he knew he wanted in his final photograph. Of course, he was helped by the fact that he had a limited camera and a limited number of lenses. Matter of fact, I think one lens for a good portion of his career. And so he just learned to see that way. But what's interesting about that story, even of Weston, is an often overlooked idea, and that is that he was cropping the world. The fundamental act of photography, of course, is to decide what goes in and what is excluded from the photograph by where we place our camera, as well as the choice of lens we have, the angle of view we take to the world, etc. We are constantly cropping. So I suppose it's always seemed somewhat silly to think that we only have one opportunity to crop, and that's when we place the camera and make the exposure. Cropping in the darkroom, cropping in the digital darkroom, to me seem to be perfectly valid methods of creating artwork, for the simple reason that if the crop is done effectively and correctly, it improves the photograph somehow. It tightens it up. It distills it. It condenses it to make it a more intense experience, and that's ultimately what cropping is about. The fact that Abba Richman in this example left the letter A somewhat wide and cropped the letter B image to be somewhat narrow and tall and skinny seems perfectly appropriate, because in both cases it intensifies our view of the object he was photographing and the purpose he needed for his project. As far as cropping goes, I say, crop away, whatever and whenever it's necessary to make a stronger photograph. You can't possibly go wrong.